and I'm pleased to be joined by some of my fellow county...
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz stood next to Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino to speak out against what is known as the Family First Bill. It's been passed in the House of Representatives and awaits a vote in the Senate. The bill is intended to fund services that work toward the prevention of child abuse, helping states launch programs where they don't currently exist. Poloncarz says the bill has good intentions, but as it is written, penalizes states like New York, where counties already invest millions of dollars to support foster care programs.
We want to ensure, as part of this bill, that it does go forward, but it goes forward in such a manner that Erie County and the rest of our counties, as well as New York State, are not detrimentally impacted by the loss of revenue that we basically receive already.
Poloncarz says Erie County could lose up to $12 million per year under this legislation. Astorino estimates his county could be forced to raise up to $15 million through new taxes, something he does not want to do.
What it does is have a lot of unintended consequences, mainly financial, but it also really makes the compliance issues inflexible. It also requires a maintenance of effort, in other words, a minimum requirement for counties to put in order to get funding for this.
Both men have written Senators Schumer and Gillibrand urging them to oppose this version of Family First legislation. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.